We are unique people who know the Father, belong to the Son, and believe in the world. Unique people who know the Father, belong to the Son, and believe in the world. That's God. So I don't know what identity you have as parents, husbands, workers, soldiers, whatever. Your fundamental identity is because the unique people who know the Father, belong to the Son, in the world. And we trust the form of people you need to know your own life. It's the very heart of the gospel. God will create most of the people who know the Father, the lot of people and in the world. But please, this is the eternal life. That we know you, the only true God and true Christ, who we have. It's the glory of the gospel. We are going to be. We are becoming who God enables us to be in Christ. We are enjoying this eternal life to know the eternal life. So Jesus prays a prayer to transform us to be who we really are. But look at the last part of the prayer in the moment. And there are four people. And the world in the day is the prayer. And four of them. Holiness, mystery, and beauty, and the love of Jesus. I think that the world will get made of this. That the need, your world is true. The point, those who will believe in their message. The content of all people who are not teaching the Bible should be thrown out to the world. Coming to us today and moving on to us forward. At the heart of our mission is to acknowledge God's true and trustworthy word. That's why the truth has to be given to us. So much for me. So, the Bible has been at the heart of faithful belief. It's more and more of you because the fresh nothing of living God's true and living word, our time, our work, here, right now. Because that happens to us, God's word is indeed true and trustworthy. It is a little bit of Bible, true, but Jesus is here, but after all, home. But the ministry we develop to stand right here, we're not just be offering people good advice and helpful things, some of those things are as well, by the way. No, we're sharing God's truth that is the only foundation to build a pure life of God. The part of the value for us is that the Bible is not only God's word, it is truth, a complex and challenging library of ancient documents that reveal God's word in certain facts and different times. It's not written truth of God, without our most thoughtful and creative energy, and it is very useful to those learners and learners. It's not enough to just stand by the word, it's more protective than our word. When I was in the Bible, we saw the study of learners in the Scripture, our word. Pray for the world of peace. Pray for love. Holy. Jesus prayed as they followed in his time. Sanctified is our sin, your word of truth. 1:17, 1:17, 1:19. But then I sanctify myself to the empty, maybe to be sanctified. This is the language of holiness. The Roman cross is in the heart of God. That is to be a holy.
into the world. And that it is pretty clear to you that our sympathy is deep, or that we do know that we are doing this to the world. But it is just, why is it we have to be sympathy to the world? That's why we do in the world. Why is it not here? So it sounds good to be on the way to our world. If you want the world to believe and to know, then you unity we love our relationship with the of our opponents. Unity is not about how the world comes to be in our solution. It's about how we get on with each other. The Bible gives you the perspective that relationships really are what we are. But the Bible is a relationship that is the Well, we have a prayer like this, being the answer to this prayer, to not the life of Jesus in the forefather that is going to drive us onto our knees and come to the end of our life. Jesus prayed for your prayer. What more do you have to drive us today? So that more and more we might actually do and we meet people who know the Father, the Lord to us then, and live in the world. Well, the question is, we think of our own church, that the measure that we stand in, but of course, we have to do it in the world. Your own church, that we must pray for it. We pray for the dealing, Father, for the time we are settled for a lesser business. So, Lord, pass for it. Pray for God, we ask you to take it and use it. For perhaps more, to make us usable, that we might love and serve in a power of the Spirit.